Today is a multicolored weekend. This morning at the Mass, we had, for the Feast of the Chair of St. Peter in Antioch, gold. Now in this Mass, because it is a Pauline rite, we have green. And tomorrow, because it is a Gregorian rite, and it is Sexagesima Sunday, we have purple. So it is a multicolored Sunday. And of course, you know, that is where the colors for Mardi Gras come, gold and green and purple, from the colors that are used on these holy days and Sundays. And of course, the Gospel today, I did not even bother to go into St. Paul in the Corinthians, which is difficult enough by itself, or the Old Testament reading, which is self-explicatory. But the Gospel is a very difficult Gospel. I always recall to you how my mother said that the two petitions in the Lord's Prayer that are most difficult are, "Thy will be done," and the second one, "Forgive us as we forgive." This is the second of those. It's very difficult to forgive. And we are always offended, here, right and left, and in the other directions. We are offended. And we don't want to forgive. We want to cuss, and we want to stick our hands and punch them out, and all kinds of things. We don't want to forgive. But then we will not be forgiven. It's very important that we try to live to perfection the commands of our Lord. And so this Gospel is more of an explanation of that which the Lord's Prayer says. And so we give thanks to God that, one, that He forgives us, because we cannot go to heaven. We would only go to hell if He did not forgive us. And we need to make that very clear in our minds. We must be forgiven. And in order to be forgiven, we must be sorry, truly sorry, not just words. Words are cheap. Actions are very, very costly. They cost us of our flesh itself. So we must forgive in order to be forgiven. And so, if we wish to go to heaven, we need to live a good life. We need to go to confession as often as we can. And of course, Lent is coming, so it's time of the year when we have the Easter duty, when we have to confess, not should, have. In order to be a Catholic, a practicing Catholic, we need to do the Easter duty. And some people say, well, if you have a mortal sin. No, it doesn't say that in the councils that commanded this or in the law of the church. Of course, if you have a mortal sin, you better confess, because if you die, if somebody runs you over or hits you with a Mack truck, then you will go straight to hell. Make that clear in your mind. We need to ask God for forgiveness. And this includes any sin that we have committed. And you cannot imagine how many sins. The scriptures say the just man, the saint, sins 7 times a day, which means many times a day. So imagine the rest of us who are not saints, who are trying, I hope, to be saints, but are not saints. But then, we need to go to confession to be forgiven and to follow the commandments of the church, which are ultimately the commandments of God. What the church says, it is what God says. Whoever follows you follows me. Whoever obeys you obeys me. And so, of course, now we don't mean people who go around saying ludicrous and ridiculous things, which are being done very often nowadays, but things that are according to the tradition of the church and to reason. That one of the things about the Catholic faith that is most remarkable and striking is that it is the most reasonable faith of all, the most reasonable religion. And so everything makes sense. If you go from the beginning to the end, everything is connected. Like the beautiful filigree rose windows of Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris and Reims Cathedral and so forth. Everything is connected. If you take out one of the stones that holds the window together, eventually, very soon, in fact, the window collapses, and then the whole cathedral collapses. So everything makes sense, and we need to follow it assiduously and lovingly, because our religion is also one of love. And love is not always easy. Love is also tough love, which you get around here if you need it. And I am not ashamed of saying it, nor afraid to exercise it. Tough love. You need to do as you are told and to follow what God commands us. And then we can have some hope, and we can grow, and we can have all the wonderful gifts that are given to us in our Holy Catholic faith, and especially the gifts of the Holy Spirit and all the other things that are given to us. So as we soon enough prepare for Lent, even in this rite, though this rite does not have, they did away with it, which was ridiculous, but that was not either the Pope nor the will of God. It was committees. Committees are the ones who devise this liturgy. And that's why His Excellency Archbishop Lefebvre said, no, we will not follow. And so committees decided that this was going to be done, and that was going to be done, and this was going to be done away with. Totally ridiculous. Of things that go all the way back to the apostles. And so, in this rite, we do not have Sextagesima, or Sextagesima, which is this Sunday, or Quinquagesima. And then we have Quadragesima, which is Lent. That is a Latin word for Lent. 40 days. This is Sextagesima, which means it is 60 days till Easter. And so we give thanks to God. And we need to go back to the basics, and things will go a lot better for the church. And so let us pray to Almighty God, especially on this feast of the chair of St. Peter in Antioch, the first place where he went and established the diocese, the Patriarchate of Antioch, which still exists, before going to Rome to found the see of the church, the center of that which we believe. Let us pray to him that he will bring us unity in every which way, especially in the Holy Eucharist, in the Holy Liturgy, which is so beautiful and so wonderful. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.